This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Pulitzer Prize-winning writer Jane Smiley is a woman of infinite interests. She's written about horses and about 14th century Europe. Smiley's tried her hand at mystery, satire, children's books, nonfiction. She won her Pulitzer Prize for the tragedy A Thousand Acres, based on Shakespeare's King Lear. Jane Smiley's latest novel, Some Luck, is the first part of a planned trilogy. Some Luck starts the saga of the Langdons, an Iowa farm family. I was curious whether Jane Smiley deliberately set out to bounce from genre to literary genre.
You know, if you're an English major and you really love to read and you want to be a writer, then it's tempting to try things out. So I was an English major, but I also specialized in medieval and Renaissance literature and in Old Norse and in Old English. So I got interested in all these oddball forms like the epic. And so when I was beginning my writing life, I decided that I really did want to write an epic, a tragedy, a comedy, and a romance. And so I knew the epic was the Greenlanders. I knew the tragedy was A Thousand Acres. When A Thousand Acres is finished, I thought, so what's going to be the comedy? Oh, I know, academic comedy. And then...
That book is Moo, by the way.
Yes, Moo. And then the romance, which I understood from my studies in medieval literature, is not really about a male-female relationship. It's about setting out on a fantastical journey. That's the All True Travels and Adventures of Liddy Newton.
How do you decide which one comes in which order in terms of your writing life?
Well, I didn't decide. They decided, yeah. Because I had the idea for the Greenlanders. By the time I started it in the mid-80s, I'd had that idea for at least 12 years, about 10 to 12 years. And I was sort of waiting around until I was equipped artistically to be able to take on that kind of subject. And then after the Greenlanders, I wrote A Thousand Acres. So those were the two heavy-duty, sad ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I was ready for something a little lighter, like Moo.
Jane Smiley's with me. Her book, Some Luck, is the first book in a trilogy that is a family and a sort of American cultural saga. You kind of describe setting yourself a goal of words and then ramping up a bit like a marathon, if you will. What besides endurance does a really long form fiction like this require of you?
Curiosity. I mean, you have to maintain your interest in the characters, which I did, no problem there. And you have to maintain your interest in their context, which was no problem there. So, the real problems came from deciding who could be gotten rid of or who had to be gotten rid of. I mean, obviously I'm not going to kill them off, but I have to focus on certain characters, especially in volume 2 and volume 3. So I had to let other characters fade into the woodwork. And that was hard, deciding who stayed and who had to go. And
What were the criteria that you use?
Well, when I was in the rewriting stage, I would just believe myself, because if a character didn't keep cropping up, then that must have meant that I couldn't find too much for that character to do. So I would try to bring him in a little bit or bring her in a little bit, but eventually I would just say, okay, I got to let that one go.
Well, there are a lot of people in this first book, even,
yeah,
and more get born as the century progresses, I'm sure. I read an article where someone described, they were only half joking, that they were jealous because it seemed that you approached your craft effortlessly, that you didn't have writerly angst. And I wondered if that was really true.
No, it varies from book to book. Some books have been effortless. I would say that, oddly enough, The Greenlanders was almost effortless.
Really?
Yeah, because I did the research. I went to Greenland and I fiddled with the first 50 pages. And then once I had that one down, it just sort of went whoosh and it came out. And I felt I was in this weird state of exaltation. I have logical reasons for why that happened. But another one that was pretty easy was Horse Heaven. Once I organized where the horses were and what races they were going to go in, then that was quite a pleasure. And that also gave me a kind of weird feeling. So I always attributed it to my horse in the barn telling me what to say.
What about the Last Century trilogy?
I wouldn't say it came to me like that. I would say I worked, and I felt myself working, and I felt myself investigating and trying to discover things. But then once it was all done and I was starting to do the rewrite part, it sort of went boom and gelled into a self-contained thing. And I thought that was an odd experience. The one that really cost me a lot of angst and difficulty for whatever reason was Private Life, the one that came out a couple of years ago. And I finally came to liking it, but it took me a long time really to understand Margaret and Andrew, the main characters.
Do you ever start a project and then decide, yeah, this just isn't going to fly?
No, I never have.
Wow, that's great.
Because I get curious about it. Even if it's not working, I've discovered that research will help it go along. And usually when it's, the more difficult it gets, the more curious I am about it. And so once you're curious about something, then you tend to go more deeply into it, and boom, there come the ideas.
So
I don't put things, also I don't set things down and pick them up and set them down and pick them up. I was talking to a writer last night about his book, and he was talking about the sort of intermittent way that he'd gone away from and come back to this book, and I just couldn't imagine it.
You described, at least starting out after school and with an intent, a sort of methodical intent of the kinds of things you wanted to do. So I was curious what you have not yet tackled that really beckons to you.
I'm not telling.
Oh, no. That's so cheaty.
No, I want to get the three volumes of the trilogy finished and, you know, done up to the best that I can, and okay, then I'll turn my attention elsewhere.
So, like the little tantalizing morsel that you've parceled out, it's not very little, but the tantalizing part one morsel, that's some luck. How soon will the next one come?
Volume two should be out in the spring. That's the plan. And then volume three in the early fall next year.
So you're not going to make us pine away for years?
No. I've, on the book tour, there are a lot of people who come up to me and said, I really, really want to read volume two. And
I'm one of them.
Nodding your head.
I'm one of them.
And so, yeah. No, I wanted them. That's part of the reason that we waited until they were all just about complete to start planning publishing, because I really wanted not to wait. I wrote a children's series of horse books, and they kind of came out in the classic way, one per year. And these children were poor kids, these poor little girls were pining for the next one. And then when they came out, they were too old for it. I thought that was really sad.
Well, Jane Smiley, thank you so much for coming by our studios.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Jane Smiley, her new book is called Some Luck, the first book in a three-part series about the Langdons, an Iowa farm family.